Chapter 62. Johnny and Big King rode up shoulder to shoulder in the cage. It had been a good shift. Despite the hardness of the serpentine rock that cut down the drilling rate by 50%, they had been able to get in 5 blasts that day. Johnny reckoned they had driven more than halfway through the Big Dipper. There was no night shift working now. Campbell had gone back to the stopes, so the honour of holding through would be Johnny's. He was excited at the prospect. Tomorrow, he would be through into the unknown. "Until tomorrow, Big King," he said as they reached the surface and stepped out of the cage. They separated. Big King heading for the Bantu hostel, Johnny to the glistening new Mustang in the car park. Big King went straight to the Shangaan Induna's cottage without changing from his working clothes. He stood in the doorway, and the Induna looked up from the letter he was writing. "What news, my father?" Big King asked. "The worst," the Induna told him softly. "The police have taken Crooked Leg." "Crooked Leg would not betray me," Big King declared, but without conviction. "Would you expect him to die in your place?" asked the Induna. "He must protect himself." "I did not mean to kill him," Big King explained miserably. "I did not mean to kill the Portuguese. It was the gun." "I know, my son." The Induna's voice was husky with helpless pity. Big King turned from the doorway and walked down across the lawns to the ablution block. The spring and swagger had gone from his step. He walked listlessly, slouching, dragging his feet.